This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you. We come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all your many blessings upon us. We thank you for the time of the year it is, Lord, that we can celebrate the birth of your darling son who came and gave his life for us. We just want to be thankful in our hearts. And Lord, we want to just give you all the glory and honor for everything that's said and done. We ask you today to bless the listeners, be with them. Lord, thank you for a wonderful Christmas. Lead us into this new year that we're headed into, Lord, with glory in our hearts. And ask you today to help us. We need you. We can't do a thing without you. Lord God, we ask you to lead us and to guide us. Lord, I pray you'd bless the children's homes, mission work, the church, the body of believers, Father, that comes together to worship. Lord, we want to thank you one more time this side of glory. Lord, just ask you once again, have your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. We'd like to thank you once again for being with us, joining us on the broadcast. Many of you join us every week and listen, and we appreciate that. We've come through another year, and the Lord has been good to us once again, been good to the children's homes, been good to the mission work. I mean, he's in the business of seeking and saving that which is lost and rescuing those that are downhearted and setting the captives free. And we're so glad that we're just part of that. We can watch the Lord do a great and mighty work in it. I would like to ask you to just continue to pray for us. We need your prayers. We need God's touch. And surely as we head into the last days that we're truly in, and we know that we need just the touch of God and the help of God, the guidance of God, everything he has for us. And so if you would please continue to pray for us, we'd greatly appreciate it. We trust you've had a blessed Christmas and headed into this new year. We trust you'll have a wonderful new year. But anyway, I want to give you our mailing addresses this week. I ask you to write us if you can. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. At this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church.
I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 2 again tonight. I've been in this for a while, this month. Of course, it's not just because it's Christmas. I just seen a lot of things that I'm glad that I saw. But I want to read a verse here in chapter 2 of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2 and verse 12. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Now this is Jesus being born in Bethlehem of Judea. And he's wrapped in swaddling cloths. I mean, I used to say, and I used to hear, I don't know where I heard it, but somebody said he's wrapped from the sole of his feet to the top of his head. I don't know about that. But I know what a swaddling cloth is. According to the dictionary, it's just a cloth, tight cloth to put around it. I've seen babies with little cloths around them. I wondered if you had any shoes. I wondered if you had any socks, or if you had any coat, or if you had any shirt, or anything. He might have just been laying on the straw with a big rag around him. I don't know about that. But I am glad that he was wrapped. And every time that I think, I see these folks wrapping packages, hear about them wrapping it. And every time you buy something, they'll say, do you want us to wrap it for you? Boy, I'm glad it's wrapped. Amen. I'm glad there was a package wrapped one day. Amen. And I want to open that package by the grace of God tonight and try to see a few things in that package. Amen. That I believe this world needs tonight. Amen. I mean, there was something in there greater than anything that anybody's ever seen. Amen. A package that Lord knows only what is in there. Amen. I don't know nothing about it. I know something about it because I've read about it. But I don't know all about it because it's never been revealed to man except through the Spirit of God. But I read over in the book of John, and I heard Sam quote that while he was praying, the book of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. Oh, opened it up and there's the Word. I mean the Word of God. I mean, in the beginning was the Word. That's the first thing you saw. That's the first thing you can see when you look at it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. I mean, God is wrapped up in them swaddling clothes. Wasn't that wonderful? God wrapped up. I mean, God the Father, God the Son. You say you can't prove that. In Him all dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I mean, all of them is wrapped up in that package. You say, well, how could God control this thing? Honey, He's God. He can be in a little package somewhere in a swaddling cloth and do more than everybody in the world can do without being wrapped. I mean, God's God wherever He is, wherever He's wrapped up, sitting on the throne, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. He's God, dying on the cross. He's still God. All power. And the Bible said, and the same was in the beginning with God. He was God and is with God. Well, I don't understand that one. Don't worry about it. Just believe it. Believe He was God, and believe He was God, and believe He was with God in the beginning. Amen. All things were made by Him. This fella, this little baby in the swaddling cloth. All things are made by Him, and yet He's a little baby in the manger. Amen. Made everything that was made, and there's not anything made except by Him. Amen. And yet, He's in the manger. Amen. He's wrapped in swaddling clothes, and He's lying there. Because there's no place for Him in the inn. No room in the inn. But listen, all things were made by Him, and without Him there was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. I'm looking in Him tonight. Amen. Look what's in that package. Life. Amen. Eternal life. Amen. Everlasting life. Amen. It's all in Him. Amen. In that package. And the Bible said, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Amen. Boy, not only was life, but He's the light. Boy, when you open up that package and you see the light. And in Jesus there is the light. He is the light. The whole light of the whole world is Jesus. I mean, that's what it says. And listen what else it says. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Ain't God good? Man, He can shine in the dark, and the dark can't do a thing about it. Boy, just like you turn the light on. You turn these lights on here and dark goes somewhere. I don't know where. Amen. But thank God one day when Jesus came, darkness left. Amen. I mean, the light of the world came. The world came light. And in Him is no darkness. And He become light, and we're in the light. Oh, you say, but we're not walking in the light. If you're in Him, you are. Amen. And if He's in you, you are. And if you're in God, you are, because God is light. And in Him is no darkness. Well, let me hurry on. I want to skip a few verses. The Bible said in verse 11, He came to His own, and His own received Him not. Well, that still didn't affect God. He just kept on going. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Here is the, in that little package is somebody that came down here. God gave it to His own first. I was telling it to you in there a while ago. He came to His own. They didn't accept Him. Thank God. I'm glad they didn't. Boy, if they had, we'd have been left out. Because we didn't have any covenant. We didn't have any hope. We didn't have any promise. We didn't have any God. We didn't have nothing. But now, We've got everything that God gave them. Because he came to his own.
Amen.
They didn't receive him. Now, that don't mean that they're gone to hell. No, no, don't worry about that. You don't worry about that, honey. They're all right. But in here, I'm looking, and there is life. There is light. And not only that, but there's God. There's his Son. And there's the Holy Ghost all wrapped up in one. And the Bible said, and as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. Call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people. He'll do that from their sins. He'll not only save his, but he'll save others that's not his. And the Bible said, which are born not of the will of not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And when I look at that and I look in there, and there's blood to save every soul from hell. I mean, enough blood in there, in that little wrapped package, to save every soul. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son,
Amen.
Cleanses yeah. from all sin. Let me hurry on. I got to go somewhere else. And the Bible said, and the Word was made flesh. The Word Amen. Became flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And boy, that's what Jesus is today. Still is yesterday, today, and forever the same. He is full of grace and truth when he is wrapped in swaddling clothes. He is full of grace and truth when he hung at Calvary. He is full of grace and truth when he is buried in the tomb. He is full of grace and truth when he came out. He's full of grace and truth tonight, sitting on the right hand of God. And there's no guile found in his mouth. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
I mean, this is something. I'm looking at him tonight, and there is a little baby full. The only one ever born like that. Never a one born full of grace and full of truth like that. Why, the Bible said we came from our mother's womb speaking lies. That's what it says. But he didn't. He wasn't born by the will of the flesh either. He was born of God.
Amen.
I don't understand it, preacher. Well, I don't worry about it. Just believe it. That's your problem. My problem and everybody else's problem is to believe it. I want you to turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 1. And I read this. Boy, this blessed me tonight. I mean, this week, all week, I've been thinking about it. Last week, I was thinking about it. And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 1, God, who in sundries times and in divers manner spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. I mean, his Son was wrapped in swaddling clothes and spoke to us. And has been talking ever since.
Amen.
Ain't you glad that God let his Son come into this world? You say he didn't say nothing when he was a baby. Oh, he said a lot.
Amen.
He said more while he's wrapped in swaddling clothes than you'll ever get said in your lifetime.
Amen.
Oh, he may not have talked out loud. He may not be talking out loud to you now. But he can talk to you, honey.
Amen.
Listen to what else he said. He was the Son of God. I like that. Unto us by his Son. He's speaking to us by his Son. And I mean, that proves that God had a Son. That proves that Jesus is the Son of God. That proves that we're listening to his Son. And I told that lady tonight, unless you believe in his Son, you go to hell. I don't care who it is. You can believe in God. You can believe in all this good living. You can believe in modest apparel. You can believe in good, clean haircuts. You can believe in all the other good stuff, but you'll go to hell till you're born again.
Amen.
Gotta get saved. by the grace of God. Then it said, that little package was appointed heirs of all things. Can you imagine looking at a little baby? No place to live in this world, and not a place to stay all night, was heir of all things.
Amen.
Had it all when he was laying in that cow stall.
Amen.
I mean, he had everything. He was the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Now, I mean, when you went up there to look at him, I mean, you'd have thought, well, I'm going to look for a baby. And you saw a lamb. Boy, it's good to look in there and see him as the Lamb of God. Oh, John the Baptist saw him and said, of course, John didn't see him when he's a baby, but later on, John said he's the Lamb of God. But he's the Lamb of God in the cow stall. That's where he was born there. That's where sheep's supposed to be born. Lambs are to be born in a cow stall or in a stable. They're not to be born in a palace. Who ever heard tell of it? And they wasn't cloning lambs back in them days. Like they're trying to do it now. Son, there's one born in the right place. And he looked like a human being. But he was a lamb. He had the features of a man, and he was a man. And yet God let John see him as a lamb. Let John see him in the book of Revelation as a lion. I mean the elder. But let John see him as a man. I mean, John the Baptist saw him as a man. John the Revelator saw him as a lamb. Both of them saw him as a Lamb of God. Both of them seen him different from most of folks ever seen him. But I'm not looking to him as a lamb now. I'm looking to him as a man. They saw him as a lamb. That's what they needed. But I needed a man. And they needed a man. And they got a man. The man Christ Jesus. This man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Sit down. But listen to what it said here. He hath in his last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, can you imagine? Here's a fellow that made everything, and then he is appointed heir of all things that he made. I don't understand it, preacher. Well, I don't understand it, but I like it. I enjoy reading what I'm reading tonight. Listen. Who being in the brightness of his glory. I mean, he is in the brightness of the glory of God. When they saw him, boy, I guarantee you they'd never seen a baby like that. And they had nobody ever opened the package, had all this in it. Nobody at Christmas time has ever opened a package that contained all the things that I'm talking to you about tonight. And I'll never get to the half of it. I'll never even begin to get started. You ought to write it down sometime and just think, how much is in this package? What all? How does this package contain? What all is in this package? And if you ever find out what all is in it, there ain't no telling where you wind up. You sure won't be sitting around looking sad. You won't be sitting around looking pitiful. You won't be sitting around looking poor when you find out that everything that everybody needs is in Jesus Christ. All that I need is in Him. You won't sit around and say, boy, I wish I had this or that. You've got it all. Because He's appointed heir of all things, you can have it. If you're in Him, you're heir to God and a joint heir with Jesus. Got half of all things.
Amen.
I mean, don't sit there and think, well, but I ain't got it. He just ain't found it out yet. Been reading the wrong book. Or listening to the wrong preacher. Or doing something wrong. I don't know what you've been doing. But listen to what else he says. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. This is still talking about Jesus. Upholding all things by just his word of his power. Can you imagine what kind of a Savior we got? Then no wonder that centurion said, if you just say the word, Just say the word. Boy, he had more faith than most of us has got. I mean, he didn't have to go lay claws and lay hands and lay nothing on him. That old fellow said, if you just say the word, my servant will be healed. And Jesus started up there to see him. He said, don't come up here. Dude, I'm not worthy for you to be up here. But you see, I'm a man of under authority. I got about 100 soldiers under me. And see, I'm not worthy for you. Now, isn't that something? Boy, I mean, when you get unworthy, that's when God can do business. As long as you think you're worthy to be something, you ain't fit for nothing. Until you become unworthy to be a preacher or a deacon or a saint or a prayer warrior or anything else, then you come unworthy and feel like you're nothing and God's everything. And that's the only time God will ever use any of us. Oh, you think, well, bless God, I'm living right. Oh, you're just about as crazy as the rest of them. Nobody living right. And God's not dependent on you. He's dependent on His Son. What His Son done. Not what you're doing. His Son done it. I'm talking about this baby born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes. This is everything the world needed. They didn't need nothing else. They don't need your clean living. They need Him living in you. They didn't need your flesh is no good. You don't need to clean it up. Let Jesus clean it up. Let Him get in there and live in you. Let Him take control of you. This next year, Jesus ought to take control of every one of our lives. We wouldn't be so cocky about how good we are. You ain't no good. Don't ever think you are. And when you think you are, you're nothing. God never expected too much out of you. Dirt. From dust thou art. And to dust shalt thou return. And all time you're living, you're dust. But he's made out of dust, going to return to dust. But what God done in you is the only thing that matters. And that's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the Bible said, by the word of His power, which He hath by Himself, thank God, purged our sins. Isn't that good? Didn't have nobody to help Him. I'm talking about that little baby in the manger. By Himself, purged our sins. Mine's gone. They're purged. Completely cut off. Amen. Took care of. Done away with. You say you don't sin? Yeah, but see, that's flesh I'm talking about now. I sin in the flesh. But my soul, my spirit is with Him. I'm in Christ. And He purged me by Himself. Didn't have to have my help. My daddy didn't help him. My granny didn't help him. My mommy couldn't help him. He'd done it himself. Church didn't even help him. That wonderful. Prayers didn't even help him. He done it by himself. He done it by himself. Purged us by himself. And listen, not only that, but he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And he's still sitting there. Now listen, what else he done? Being made much more better than the angel. Being made so much better than the angel, as he hath an inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. Got a better name than anybody else ever had. For under which of the angels, now listen to this, has said at any time, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. And again, I will be unto him a father. And he shall be unto me a son. Now, I had a feller used to work here in the home. He said that's when Jesus came into being. here in Hebrews. He said, God said, this day I've begotten thee. He didn't say that. He's talking to the angels. He's asking a question to the angels. When have I ever said to an angel? Or he's asking a question, but he just said, he's talking about an angel. When have I ever said to an angel, sit thou on my right hand, or this day I have begotten thee? I mean, he said this over in the book of Psalms. He said this over, hey, listen, Jesus was begotten before the world was started.
Amen.
Now, he said he was begotten into the world later on. But he is always the begotten Son of God.
Yes.
He's always been the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Well, you say, I don't believe that. Well, I can't help it. Read it for yourself. It says that. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith. When he brings the first begotten into the world, see, that's when Jesus is born into this world. Didn't say that's when he was begotten. He's always been in the mind of God, the begotten Son of God. God had this planned out all the way down.
Amen.
He didn't come up 2,000 years ago on the 25th of December or whenever it was. He didn't come up and decide, well, we got to do something. And Holy Ghost, you got to go down there and get me a son. He was already begotten of the Father. He is already, before he got here, he is full of grace and truth. When he left here, he is full of grace and truth. Before he got here, he was the Son of God. When he left here, he is the Son of God. He's sitting on the right hand as the Son of God tonight. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
And God said to angels, which one of you have I ever said, you're my begotten Son? He's talking. He said, thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee. I will be unto him a father, and he unto me a son. When have I ever said that to any of you angels? Never. God never got an angel to be a son of God. But he did do some more things down through here. And again, when he bringeth into the firstborn into the world, begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Boy, that brings to me when them angels came down that day and they worshiped God. Why, Hebrews said all of them has to worship God. No wonder when Isaiah saw all them cherubims and seraphims and all of them up there praising God and worshiping God and crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You know how come them to say that? That was the Son of God. He saw the King of glory.
Amen.
They was all worshiping God. God said, I'm going to let them all worship my Son. When they come down here over in the book of Luke chapter 1, the heavenly host came down here praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. You know how come? God said, they're going to worship my Son. Angels will worship God. He's going to get everybody to worship one day.
Amen.
Now every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess. But them sinless angels have to worship God.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.